BBC News. 12 Iraqi civilians have been injured in what appears to be a chemical weapons attack in the city of Mosul. Two shells were fired into the government-held east of the city from the Islamic State-controlled west, releasing a foul-smelling gas. The International Committee of the Red Cross hasn't identified what type of weapon was used. The first round of UN-led peace talks in Syria in almost a year has ended in Geneva. The chief opposition negotiator said it had been more positive than previous rounds, with issues of political transition discussed in depth. The government delegation left without comment. There's heavy fighting around two major oil terminals in Libya after a powerful militia launched an offensive in what's known as the Oil Crescent. The group known as the Benghazi Defense Brigades is reported to have taken the airport at one of the terminals, Ras Lanouf. The Union of Democrats and Independents in France has withdrawn its support for the main centre-right candidate for the presidency, François Fillon, and urged his Republican Party to choose another contender. Earlier, his spokesman resigned. Mr. Fillon is refusing to step aside despite a scandal over payments to family members. Forensic scientists in Ireland say they've found significant quantities of human remains at the site of a former Roman Catholic home for unmarried mothers and their infant children. Excavations have been going on at the site in County Galway since October. A man has been arrested in the United States in connection with recent threats made to Jewish organizations. Prosecutors in Missouri have also charged Juan Thompson with cyberstalking his former girlfriend, in whose name some of the threatening phone calls were made. Children and teenagers who fought for the FARC rebel group in Colombia have begun leaving its ranks. The move is part of the peace agreement signed 3 months ago. BBC News.